Yeah, I can't open with that song. You Howard, made me all fearful of copyright infringement, even though we have zero listeners.
Are you kidding? You can totally put that on the radio station.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just not on... Well, yeah, they pay for all the licensing.
Yeah.
In all truth. Just can't put it on my dumb show, the podcast, afterward. Oh, well. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by Allison Frank and Howard Flood. See, I remember these things. In Papa's Basement's the show's website. If you want to ever listen to any episode, it's all up there. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher as well under Papa's Basement, I think, for all of that stuff. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, Allis0nFrank. And Howard, what's your contact thing?
I am at What the F and Hazy.
Still there.
Still there.
You haven't tweeted in like a month, though.
Nah, it's about once a month at this point.
Yeah, you are the king of the social media like that. No, we were playing Smoking and Drinking by Danny Brown right before the show went up, and I made a critical point. I said, no white man will ever be able to rap that well, and I'm sorry, it's just true.
Yeah, lately, it seems like white rap has moved into this area of slam beat poetry of some kind from like 1990s NPR. It's really annoying to hear some like white guy just talking about his feelings over an acoustic guitar.
I don't know when like a white guy in rap just wasn't trying to rip off Blackie real hard and be like, I'm half as competent as you. That's what every white guy's goal in rap should be, if you ask me. We haven't gotten that postmodern with it yet. It should still be, look, I can kind of hang with you a little bit. Put down your goddamn phone, Allison.
I have to in a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were doing your Twitter twat and all your other stuff.
Was I really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, well, who are you sexting right now?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Instagram.
Oh, so you're just showing your tots off.
Yes, of course.
All right, well. Yeah, but that guy's got flow, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. And it's musical to me. I mean, maybe there are a lot of people out there who have never liked rap and will continue to dislike it. But for me, there's something musical about hip-hop. And then we're starting to see this direction with what I consider to be white rap, where it really does sound like all the poetry slams that I made fun of in the 90s. It's just really disturbing to hear, like, I guess it's hard because it's Macklemore's song about
gay marriage. I was
going to
say Macklemore. That's all I can... I'm really... When I say white rappers, I'm saying Macklemore. I'm not ear to the ground for the next great white hope. I don't care.
I really did see this up-and-coming major label kid who was rapping over an acoustic guitar, though. And it was...
That's horrible.
His story about visiting a fan with cancer. And I'm like, this is not music. This is something you do at open poetry mic night. You know what I mean? It's no longer musically hip-hop to me. It's something else.
How sweet of him. His story embiggens us all. I got no interest. It's, no interest in that. That is not rap.
It's on the same level as Mike Myers and So I Married an Axe Murderer. It's like that now. It's very
void
different.
Of all pleasure. Nothing.
Does
good
he rap
come
in
of
that?
It.
Or what was
no,
that?
it's freestyle poetry.
Oh, I see.
It ceases to be rap. It becomes poetry at a certain point.
I gotcha.
I'm with you. And I also hate all the little chicks, the white broads who have like a little, you know, a little drop bass beat behind them. Who was that British broad that, the whole these words of mine, dun, 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 that song. Oh. And she was like talking like she was putting over hip hop beats, words from Mary Shelley and Keats or some crap. She's talking about putting damn poetry over a beat. I'm like, oh, screw this. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is why ODB died, so this could exist.
But you do like some of the direction of what some of the kids are doing with hip-hop influence. Like, Lord, you were a huge fan.
Yeah, I like that that Royal song.
And
that's a freaky-looking bitch, though.
She's awful when she performs.
You see her out of the video, yeah.
Not good.
She's all contorted. It's like Marilyn Manson with a puss.
Yeah, I sent you an image where she just looks like an old man. She does not look good.
She's gross. You can't even do your damn eyebrows, honey. I mean, I get it. If you want to do the whole, like, I'm not dressing up, but I'm not going to put on makeup. For the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Get the, you know.
And she does this, like,
get one
thriller,
of Howard's aunts
like,
to do your eyebrow, damn it.
You know, this Thriller pose when she sings, where she's just, like she's, like, getting ready to
looks
attack.
Looks like Godzilla.
Yeah.
About to come inland.
It's not good.
Ugh, oh, she's hideous. I know she's like 12 years old, so yeah. I shouldn't really be saying that.
But who was saying that she was wicked hot and everything? Not me.
In the video, she looked like clean cut, I guess. But she was like 14.
Even then in the video, one of the comments I've heard on radio is accurate when people say that I can't tell if she's 16 or 40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really is strange because I look at her, I'm like, you're a girl. And then there's something about her face where it's like, you could be older than me.
Yeah, I've never felt jailbaity looking at her. I'll put it that way. And I've usually got a pretty keen spider sense for will this land me in the pokey. Oh, this is where the laughter would subside. And if I'd done prep, we would go to it.
I gotcha.
But I simply haven't. So let's tread a whole lot of water. We can talk about the fact that I've had a ton of Dunkin' Donuts in me tummy.
Yeah, I had
the last
some donuts.
24 hours.
I had some donuts too. But what did you have yesterday?
Well, yeah, I'm bringing it up because there's a box, there's a dozen in the little waiting room we got where we eat the little lunchroom. There's like two left. Go steal one.
Ooh, do I have to wait till the end of the show?
Nah, go now, man, if you want.
We'll finish the story and then.
Okay. There's an old guy who obviously brought him in, and he's like a skinny 70-year-old, and he eats a donut the way you'd expect someone who's 70 and thin to eat one. Like, he was coming in and taking a bite of the donut and then putting it back on the napkin and walking away.
Yeah, he said, I'm just here having some nibblings.
Yeah, just some nibblings. Those are his creepy words.
While he had the news on in the background.
Yeah, and then and it's funny because he leaves. And I'm like, do we help ourselves to it? And I turn around. Allison's already balls deep in one, just half in her maw. I'm like, well, okay. And she's like, what? They're here for everyone. I'm like, clearly that man brought them just for his show.
It's a show of himself. Like, who's on a show with him? Nobody.
A lot of guests, I'm guessing, because there were like 10 donuts left when we first got to it.
Yeah.
And then we came back and three were left. And we're such pieces of crap.
I think it's just for the station.
We just went, round two. And knocked it down to like one donut left.
Yeah, Howard, you better go help yourself.
There's no way I'm taking the last donut.
No, there's not.
There's two left. I think there's two. I was slightly exact. No, it was like two chocolate glazed. I think that's it.
Oh,
it's not regular glaze?
No, I think it's just chocolate on top with a glaze around it.
Unacceptable.
Really? Oh, I can never say no to a free donut. Ill-gotten or otherwise.
Specific flavors that are within my wheelhouse.
No, just his restraint. And I was like, this is why I'll never be like in great shape, because he's just so restrained. He's like, nibble, nibble. Yeah. It was like seeing a gerbil or watching a squirrel eat an acorn. You know, it's just like, and then it rotates a little.
But it lasts all day.
Yeah, he's going to eat that one damn acorn or like a little hamster with his pellet.
Yeah.
Me. I took the second one I had, and I'm like, oh, I don't even have room for a second donut. I just smash it together and then bite the icing top off, like that half of it.
And you threw it away?
Yeah, and just throw away the pizza crust, if you will, the bottom of the muffin, that part. It's like Hannibal Lecter.
That's horrible.
With that prison guard. Horrific. But yeah, get in there. Get you a donut. We can pause the show for a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
No, I'm not going to do it. I feel you've made me feel guilty preemptively.
Oh.
Guilty for our sins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
but that was his cue so he could drum up some topics. So.
No, it really wasn't. I got nothing. This one's pure fumes, baby.
Oh, I got
this is mile 26 of the marathon. Mm-hmm. I had gone the day before. It's weird because I will unabashedly hate on Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that store. They haven't given me a fresh donut since maybe 98.
Mm. Wow.
They're horrible. They
didn't
cook
your
them once
mom like, get some holiday donuts there?
Yeah, and like, well, you have to like kind of trick it. This is what I'm gonna call this a fat hack. You have to take the stale donut and put it in the nuker for about 8 seconds, and then it's like live for a minute or two. And then you have to wolf it down before it restales, which it then does in your gut. And you feel like you're crapping rock candy 6 hours later.
Now, you have one of the worst Dunkin' Donuts I've ever been to in Chantilly.
Oh, the Greenbrier one's horrific.
Yeah. That one's terrible. I've been going to the one in Pentagon City lately.
And it's good?
Donuts are always fresh, yeah.
No kidding. I've been to a couple others, and they disappointed uniformly.
Any of them that are in a gas station are disgusting.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Those are horrible.
Of course they are. They punch the hole in the middle with the gas spout. Don't you know nothing?
No, I haven't even had a donut there in forever.
I hadn't either.
I've had coffee. I was hooked last year on the pumpkin coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. That was like crack.
I will.
I'm trying not to do that.
I hate pumpkin coffee products because my piss comes out horrid.
Really?
Horrid. Oh, what it smells like.
But
it doesn't smell like
so
piss. It doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Doesn't smell like Thanksgiving. It
smells like nightmare.
Oh, man, that gives me some heavenly dreams. It's good stuff. And the iced coffee. But that's a big New England thing. In New England, now it's popular because of Starbucks. But in New England, Rhode Island,
because
you could go
what?
To...
Because of Strawbucks?
Yes. Okay. And they, you could go to anyone's house and ask for iced coffee. And it's funny when New Englanders...
So it's a country of beggar hippies. That's where I picture you from.
But when you left and you'd go to a diner or something, you know, and you'd say, oh, I'd like some iced coffee. They're like, oh, they bring you some ice and they bring you a coffee. And you're like, nah, that's not how it. But now it's universally known. But how iced tea is in the South, that's how iced coffee is in the Northeast.
I never got into the whole iced coffee thing.
It's delicious.
It makes my piss reek so badly. Like, yeah. Can you drink coffee, Howard, and not have your urine smell horrific?
I drink coffee all the time, and my urine is perpetually horrific.
You must have semen like a goblin's asshole. Every time I drink coffee.
If I drink coffee, I just have to drink it on the toilet. It's like I just might as well pour the pot right
in
the
toilet. It's like doing blow. Yeah. Like 20 minutes later, I have a rod and I'm crapping. I'm having to put the rod on the seat.
It's just
a nice little balancing act.
Yeah.
No, it always empties me out. But more than that, I'm like, if, you know, in some far off contingency universe parallel thing, maybe my penis will be going in a broad's mouth tonight.
Oh.
And I have heard coffee makes your semen like I just taste horrific.
I don't know that that's true. Smoking does, but I don't know about caffeine.
I have not even just caffeine, like specifically coffee.
Specifically coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That just makes it. I've heard coffee and red meat. Pretty much.
Red meat is a lie that vegetarians tell.
No, I think red meat is true because what makes your farts and everything so disgusting.
No, that's protein in general.
Yeah.
Trust me, I was going veggie, but drinking a lot of protein powder, and I was death bombing.
Ew. Yeah, but that's because it's still dairy. Meat and dairy will do that. They give you the really bulky, stinky
whey is
poops.
Like dust.
It's
how can you call that anything?
It's dairy. Yep. I mean, Cheetos are dust, too.
That's like taking beef jerky and then microwaving it until I can blow on it like a dandelion and it's just a red powder. And you're like, that's still beef. No, it ain't. Come on. There's a difference.
Well, what it does to your poop and urine is the same. So
work with me in your radical agenda here.
It's disgusting. So stay away from, you should just stay away from beet and dairy anyway. So,
I don't eat much.
Yeah.
But I have heard.
But I didn't know about coffee. That's new.
No, I've heard coffee. I've heard smokes and red meat. Really, yeah. What Don Draper lived on. That's why the blowjob wasn't invented till 86.
Yeah, that's probably true. But my ex-husband was a big coffee drinker, and he kind of smoked too.
And was it as delicious as I hope it was? As I wiped the corners of my mouth,
it wasn't terrible. It wasn't.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Why would who calls it delicious?
As he slaps one against your
does
tonsils.
Does Katie call it delicious?
Yeah, she comes up and she goes, like she just cooked up a nice sauce.
Can you give me the recipe? What did you eat last night? Was it beef stew, whey protein?
Eat that again, and my mouth will never leave.
That's right. No one's going to call it this delicious, but I've heard it's been
You just
disgusting.
Want it to be inoffensive. There was a time when I was lifting, when I was first lifting,
yeah.
And I read that pineapples were amazing for breaking down protein.
Yeah.
I would just eat meat and pineapple all the live long day. Yeah. And my holy God, I was getting it sucked.
Okay. But that's also because you were, 20 years old, too.
Well, true. Yeah. Yeah. not just because I was some virile buck running around.
Yeah.
I, the chicks that did it would come up and would be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got compliments. And that's a nice thing to get complimented on. Because I feel it's a little out of the ordinary.
Is that all you have?
Well, it's very out of the ordinary. It'd be like some guy plowing you and then being like, wow, Allison, your feet are so symmetrical. You'd never expect it. You'd be like, cool, all right, nice. And then he'd look down and he'd be like, I do have me some symmetrical damn feet. You go.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't really expect to get a compliment on your jizz. You just want to not hear like, yeah.
Well, sometimes you do.
You don't want it to sound like a knight getting thrown out of that sky hole in Game of Thrones. It's just,
The moon door.
The moon door, that's it.
Yeah. No, I mean, but universally I've heard people say that, that smokers are disgusting. But I never really dated a smoker. My ex-husband, he did smoke, but he'd have like, he was like the guy with the donut. He never bought cigarettes. He'd just bum one here and
there.
That
was me.
Yeah, and he's like, can I have a cigarette? And then smoke half of it and save the other half, you know, just a couple puffs here and there. So.
I always wanted to act like that wasn't smoking, and then I realized I was probably having like 8 a day at work because everyone on their smoke break came by and got me because they knew I was always down. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Oh, smoking was never my thing.
That sound means different segment. We didn't even finish Dunkin' Donuts, though. I wanted to bitch how much their damn bagel cost me yesterday.
Yeah, but $3.50 is not so bad.
It is.
That's
for cream
ridiculous.
Cheese. Thank
for
you. Thank
bagel?
You, Al. Yes, a bagel. It was $2, and I think they charged me extra to toast it, first of all.
No, I don't think
and
so.
Then when they ring it up, I'm like, okay, and cream cheese. It just rings up as like one plain bagel, extra dollar. I'm like, honey, I didn't order a second bagel. She's like, no, that's how the cream cheese is listed in the system. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Why don't you just list it as dog crap? That's how close second bagel was. I lose my mind over that. Then they finally give it to me. The cream cheese isn't smeared on properly. Like, it's just one glob she put in the middle. Yeah. And then when, like, poof, yeah. Like a monkey with cymbals, just gah, 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 mashing it together. Mm. Some sort of paper that it was toasted on was stuck all to the back of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm picking out this golden tissue paper.
You should have. You have Manhattan bagel right over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it went tits up.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, like 6 months ago. It's been replaced by a pizza joint.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which I have yet to try.
Oh.
But I never once went to Manhattan Bagel.
I went there several times because I used to work in Clifton.
Was it Jew-tastic? Was it good?
It was good anytime I went there. But I always got the same thing, you know. So I'd get the, like, everything bagel. As long as it didn't have caraway seeds on it. Because I hate caraway seeds. And then I'd get the garlic and herb, tomato, and sprouts. And it was always delicious.
Oh, really?
And I don't think it cost $3.50.
Yeah, of course it didn't. It didn't come with 5 other bagels. That drove me nuts.
That's ridiculous.
It's such a small amount of money to bitch over. So you inherently, it's such a catch-22. You inherently sound cheap bitching about it.
Yeah.
But it's like if you went in and bought one donut for $2.50, everyone would hear that.
Do you know,
and be
I
like,
went
that
to,
sucked. But
I went to Wegmans and I picked up a bunch of stuff. And one of the things that I picked up some donuts. And I think the donuts were 80 cents a piece or such and such for a dozen.
It's livable.
Yeah, but I got 3 mini cookies. I was putting together like a plate of something, and I got these 3 mini cookies, and it was $2 and something cents. And I was like,
per mini cookie?
Yeah. And I was like, why didn't I just get 3 more donuts?
For $2.50, I want a cookie the size of a manhole cover.
Yeah, there was just 3 mini cookies. So each of those cookies was cost more than a donut. And I just thought, dear Wegmans, you're robbing us blind.
And it's all the same crap. It's just bleached flour. Yeah. It's going to give you cancer and hepatitis while it's at it.
I'm just saying that was ridiculous. So I can understand that. I think if you spend, whether you spend a dollar or whether you spend $10, you just want the sense of satisfaction. And if you had a subpar bagel and it cost $3, then you don't feel like you got your $3 worth, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, I would have shut my yap.
Yeah.
If my,
but somebody could give me a free bagel and they could just put one glob of cream cheese on one corner. I'm gonna be like, what? Like, who does that? I'm like, yeah, it's free. But still, who does that? Monkeys do that? You have your kid working back there? Like,
no, it's funny. Even if it's free, I would use that bagel. I'd crack it in half and then put it through their temple. That's what you get, I'd scream.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know, it drives me berserk. I'm like, if I paid that much, it better be the best damn bagel on earth. Yeah. Better be a bagel with a nipple on it. You know what I mean? Give me something. Instead, I'm picking paper that was toasted into the cheese.
That's sad.
Having to take a coffee stirrer because they have no utensils to smear the cream cheese out properly.
Oh, this is sad.
There are some high-quality bagels in this world, and Dunkin' Donuts does not purvey those.
No, hell
it's
no.
It's disturbing that they would charge that much for a crappy plain bagel.
Have you had bagels there?
No. Oh. I would never order a bagel there. I always go to Einstein's.
I heard like Einstein sucks ass, and I heard that from a Jewish friend I had growing up before he became successful.
I used to see them all over. I don't see them anymore.
There's one like in Fairfax City. I don't think we have one close to us.
It's acceptable. It is acceptable.
This makes me want to just go to New York and eat actual bagels until
I actually used to like Wegmans bagels, but I haven't had one of those in ages either.
I was actually up in New York a couple weeks ago.
New
up
York
in
City?
That bitch.
It was great. I was in Manhattan, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And what were you doing?
I went to see Neil Patrick Harris in Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the musical.
Oh.
Wow.
Was it fun?
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
Was he the black guy that got Hedwig to get his dick chopped off? Or?
No, it's interesting how they stage it because when you do the musical as opposed to the movie, like I'd only seen the movie before, so it really is just staged like a rock show. So he's really just telling you the stories that they portray fully in the movie. It really is just like you went to a concert and the lead singer's telling you stuff in between numbers.
Wouldn't shut the hell up. So pretty much you went to a Springsteen concert.
Yeah,
just 36 minutes
similar.
Of talking.
Very similar. The best part is he walks out, he gestures to the people in the lower bowl. He's like, "Hello, New York." Gestures up to the top. And New Jersey, too.
All right, that's pretty good. I do like that. I haven't been there in a decade. Over.
Wow.
Over. 12 years now, I think.
Got to get you up there, man. There's plenty of people to interview, put on the show live.
I go to Philly, I go to Baltimore, I go to Richmond all the time. But that extra hour, I guess, is murder. I'm just like, eh.
Well, going back to said previous conversation, I think you would still complain about a $3.50 bagel in New York City, even if it were the best bagel in the world.
No, I'd be fine with that.
All right.
No,
well, it's probably going to be $5.
Yeah.
I can live with, well, okay, fine. Screw that. Screw that. Who do they think they are?
I can already see, like, I've never gone to New York with you, but I can already see, like, everything that costs slightly more than even in D.C. You're just being like, what are you talking about? This is insane.
Yeah, it depends what slightly is. 50% or more, yeah, I'll lose my mind. all right. How much we gotta do? 25 more minutes. Jesus Christ! All right, let's fill it with magic. Make it the best 25 minutes they've ever
had. Well, I asked you a question in the last episode, and you didn't answer.
We can repeat it, sure.
Yeah, and the question was: would you go on vacation with a stranger?
This is a scenario only you would find yourself in because you're a mental patient.
That's a very
and
broad
a whore.
Question. Is it just you and this other person?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why would? What kind of scenario is that even?
I mean, it's happening. It happens to me all the time.
Am I Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin has a bounty on his head? What is this?
I'm just asking the question. Would you?
I think it's too broad a question because I think it depends.
This happens to you all the time and to no human being.
Yes, it
please
does.
Understand that.
Because look at these people. This was also on the news.
Give us one of the scenarios where this happened to you.
This, huh?
Tell us one time this happened to you.
A friend of a friend said, hey, do you want to go on a cruise? And I said, yeah.
Oh, so this happens to women that want to get effed. Or like guys want to F them, I guess. That's like, all.
A cruise.
That's all you're describing.
A cruise is like the closest to it being reasonable for sure.
Huh?
It's a cruise boat. Like you don't have to hang out together at all.
Don't you have the cabin together?
But you're basically both agreeing that you're trying to cut costs. And so it's a little hairy to go into a situation where you're sleeping in the same room as someone you don't know. But frankly, you have plenty of friends where you don't know their bathing habits or if they snore.
No.
Like
or
it
worse,
really is
I
almost
do.
A crapshoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I
cruises
can think
are
of
a little
one
different
right now.
What's that?
We're all thinking of the same one. Wouldn't want to be close quarters.
That's not nice. Why did you say that? Anyhow, there was this couple. They've been on the news and other talk shows and stuff about how they met on OkCupid, and they went on maybe a handful of dates beforehand.
That's not a stranger whatsoever.
But they just went to Europe together. So
that's just
for 21 days.
Okay, that's dumb internet white person stuff. To anyone who thinks like I just hate the other races, no,
yeah.
I hate whitey too.
Yeah.
This is dumb. Let's write a blog about our experiences.
Yes.
Did they?
I don't know. Maybe
a
they
little
did.
Bit of he said she said about the experience. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get
I think
some
they got
retweets.
Married.
F them.
Why?
Would I do that? I would only do that.
Yeah.
If. I, like, really was trying to close the deal with the chick, I guess. Like, okay, I'm with a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really have to want to pound him. Like, really. Because you know me, if things get awkward.
So anytime I've gotten invited on vacation, it's because they want to pound me.
What are you, retarded? Yes. Why would anyone do anything nice for you? Like, if they're a stranger. Like, I buy you food and crap, but so you'll do the show, and I've known you for like 48 years. Yeah. Ever since you were 30. But like a stranger, I don't want to do anything for a stranger.
Yeah. But what if you are attracted to the person and you do want to bang them? And maybe something else. You're not going to go out on vacation. Let's say she has family in Venice.
Am I paying for their half?
Huh?
Am I paying for their half of the vacation?
Maybe or maybe not.
Because if I am, I'd rather just get a hooker. That's a slam dunk.
But you've never done that.
I haven't. But for $400, I could get a ginger, pee on her back. I'll explore all sorts of stuff.
For $400, you could go to Venice.
What, the casino? I know you're not talking Italy.
That's like bogus. Because her, that's not her even family, gonna cover half the flight.
Yeah.
No, but her family is it. So you just have to take care of maybe your own like personal expenses so for 21 days.
A flight in 1977?
No. It's not your flight. It's already taken care of.
I'll say this though, if
that's your spending
could,
money.
In general, if you could trade a friend airfare for a place to stay in Italy for 2 weeks, that would definitely be worth it.
Yeah.
If you
but
got
it's a
free
stranger.
Lodging for 2 weeks.
What if somebody from your mom's job and she's looking for someone, a travel companion?
Ugh,
and she's going to pay.
Some old wizened piece of crap trying to get in my britches?
She's not old. She's young, but her family's far
away. Worms under the skin Madonna hands?
I've been offered to do that.
Reaching for my prick on the flight? No, thank you.
I've had someone offer to pay all expenses for me to drive to California with them. With her son.
Was it a woman?
Well, no, he's a man.
Okay.
And he was a few years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a word for that.
Yeah.
Sugar, sugar poppy in Spanish. Sugar daddy.
No, the mom, I think, was going to take care of the expenses. She did, or something. I can't remember. It's been a little while ago. So
again, I'm going to boil these scenarios down. Yeah. Was it ever a woman stranger doing these things with you, Allison?
Never.
Okay.
Oh, what do you know?
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow. The Da Vinci Code has been cracked.
But I didn't bang that guy. So.
So you blew him.
No.
You blew balled
him. I blew him. No, I didn't.
You blew balled him, right?
That's what I meant. Yeah. I wasn't retardedly saying blue in the past tense.
So you guys aren't doing that?
I think it depends on the situation. I think it's too broad a question because, like the people who ended up getting married after a couple dates and then going on a 21-day vacation.
Yeah.
I could see situations where it's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, you'd have to know enough about the person to be willing to commit.
But like,
to
what about
like
when your girlfriend and you started dating and she's like, hey, I'm going to Cape Cod. Do you want to come? Like all expenses, I've already got everything all arranged. I've got a Winnebago or whatever.
How long are we going? Because if it's like 2 or 3 days, that's about the most that a young relationship should probably put up with.
But you're not even in a relationship.
But even if you've just been dating and you're like
a few dates.
Look, going on vacation together is leveling up. I'm sorry. Like, what happens after?
Why?
You go
you're
on
just
vacation?
Fun. It's are just casual.
No,
cool.
Again, we're not hippy dippies like you who are like, I was just crashing at this guy's house overnight. Oh, did you have sex? Nah. I mean, who knows what the hell you do? I don't really know the truth of any of this crap. To we people who live in the real world.
Yeah, but that stuff can happen. Or what if somebody has a wedding and they want a date for the wedding, but it's a destination wedding, and you're going
to
be gone
for
a few
days. So what,
I'm
taking a two-person paddle boat to Hawaii with them? where do they enter the equation?
They're just saying, let's say you met them on Facebook, you have mutual friends, and they're saying, hey, we have a destination wedding, we're going to go to Maine, everything's taken care of, but I don't want to go by myself. There's going to be a lot of couples there, you're not going to go with them?
No, I think they're a damn psychopath for inviting me that early on. Well, again,
but you
with my
hit
ex,
it off and
we
you're
were,
fun.
We were like 2 months in.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's go for a week to Florida to meet my friends. I'm like, who the hell are you? How about you blow me around the apartment and we get some delivery sushi? They just put all of Oz up on HBO
but where's
Go.
Your sense There's... of adventure. Why don't you want to go hike somewhere or do something?
Lyme disease. That's why I don't hike. The last time I hiked, I permanently screwed up my left knee. Now I can crack it like
That's
a knuckle.
That's because you were breakdancing up there or something.
It's true. A Yeti raped me.
The biggest problem with going on vacation with a stranger is if you're gone for a week, you don't understand yet how much alone time each one of you needs because you will take it personally.
But who
if it's
cares?
Like,
just try
I need
it.
You to leave me alone for a couple hours.
Most
like,
people
no
have
offense,
jobs
but...
and like stuff like that to go back to.
But
Allison,
it's on a weekend.
That's why.
Who cares? You have a weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
A weekend's easy.
Yeah.
A weekend is easy. If you're talking more than a weekend, that starts to get into the crazy zone.
But you like the person. You've been hitting it off. But you
That's not a stranger then.
You
it
are
is.
Not sleeping in the same room with that person prior to that vacation.
Right.
So that's a big step. Mm. Like the second you find out that person snores.
Who cares? If
maybe they're the greatest person in the world and they snore. I want that vacation over in 2 days.
You live in the weirdest mental space, Allison.
But who cares? It's
snoring. I like sleeping too. I don't want that person ruining my sleep. They could be the best person in the world. It's just like, next time, if we ever do this again, separate rooms.
Yeah.
This was a mistake in that regard.
Why can't you just flip her over?
No guy is going to do that because that entire experience is just going to be predicated on I want to F her. And if I'm not effing her, this is going to get real boring real fast and awkward because you're going to get rebuffed. And then you're just sitting around with the chick who rebuffed you.
Here's what I really hate about it.
Well, you want to flush them like a used tampon.
Now, Allison, you're probably going to say something different to try to be contrary on this. But I think for the most part,
yes,
I am right on this.
Okay.
If a guy goes with a girl on a vacation for like a week.
Right.
You haven't done it yet.
Right.
You're kind of interested in this girl, and then you figure out in a weekend, she's not going to give it up.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm on vacation. I don't get a lot of these days off of work, so.
Yeah, I'm going to try to bang the natives.
Exactly.
But who cares?
And then you'll have to be like, hey, bitch, hightail it.
Then the random girl that
Allison,
you went out with.
Most people have an ego. you know, if some
but if
guy.
If we're not together, I don't care.
You're weird like that. The average woman, if she went with a guy, even if she was the one that rebuffed him, and 2 hours later, he's coming back and his hands are down the front of some chick's pants.
Yeah.
And he's like, bitch, out.
Well, that's
you're
going to
take umbrage with it.
I mean, what, can he bang her somewhere else?
No. Why has he got to pay for a second room?
Because no, he doesn't. He can just go to
her house.
You're not
giving it
she's
up,
a
ass.
She's a local.
She lives with her parents.
Let's just go with she has her own place that you could go back to.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some beef.
You would come back. Yeah.
She'll come back the next morning.
Salty.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what slut did you pound? It's like, I don't know, someone who's down for a good time.
Exactly.
That doesn't bother me.
Again,
if I didn't want to put out, then I don't like that person that way.
But you're logical about this in the studio. Again, I don't trust you in real life, and you're weird.
Allison, on the flip side, I feel like if a guy was trying to take you on vacation, and then they realized like, you weren't interested.
You can't say it using Allison as an example. She's effing weird.
Here's the thing that I feel Allison on this. So, like, if you're going to find... This is how you figure out if a girl's cool, that if you find yourself in this crazy situation where you think you're going to get some and then it's like, oh, no, she's not interested. So I'm going to go like find something local.
Right.
I would ask that girl, hey, should we help each other out? You don't seem like you're interested in this.
Right.
We could make this into a wingman situation.
To do what? But what's this situation?
Help each other, like find some tail that night.
Yeah, but I'm not into tail, so... I mean, girls can get laid whenever they want. So
would you
I
not
need,
help a dude like for
I
one
would.
Night?
I would help him, but
exactly.
I wouldn't need him to help me.
I'm just saying, like, you would help for at least one night as opposed to, like, somebody getting salty about it and saying, no, I don't understand. It's like, you don't understand.
That's
you
how
ain't putting
I operate.
Out right now.
Like, I know me
but no
in
guys
that scenario.
Really, very few men will talk like that.
Yeah, the instant I knew I wasn't closing it with her, I'd be like, okay, you're not going to be seeing much of me the next couple of days or the rest
either.
Of your life.
That's not true. Yeah, I might not see you ever again when we go back, but I don't think you're the type of person that does that now. You might just glue into your phone or
well,
something.
Well, I mean, I had that hellish Florida trip. Where,
right, exactly.
And, I mean, I lived on my phone and just sexted other chicks while visiting this one girl.
Right.
No.
But you didn't go and try and get tail and you didn't say, hey.
Well, no, I didn't have a car. Like, I was very limited by what I could do.
Yeah, but you could have hauled a cab. You could have went downtown.
No, I worked at an S-hole. I had like $5 to my name. I was very thoroughly budgeted back then.
I don't know. I mean, I can always plan for something else.
Yeah,
myself.
Again, you're a chick. You can just be like, oh, hey, different guy, pay attention to me.
Yeah. These are boobs.
Yeah, you can hop on Tinder. Like, oh, I have,
but guys can hop on
I have 10 other strangers that want to give me vacations to Dicktown. And its surrounding municipalities.
So you would not go on a vacation? So neither one of you would do that.
I mean, like, she'd have to be stupid hot. Like, she'd have to be so attractive that, like, logic doesn't apply. Like, you'd have to be talking like Kate Upton or some crap.
Yeah.
Or Joan Tits from Mad Men, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
It'd be max Friday, Saturday night. Like you're talking about destination wedding, yeah. I might be able to be talked into.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable. Like,
I mean,
don't know.
There's other people around. You're not necessarily locked into it. It's a party atmosphere. And sometimes there's, if it's a wedding destination, they have events going
on
all the time.
You're always going to, at least me,
I mean, you don't know those other people. She does. So
I'm
going
to feel beholden to her to some degree. And I'll be like, I don't want any damn responsibility here. Like,
But you're going for the experience.
What experience? Sitting around with a bunch of jagoffs eating like salmon plates and seeing a bad toast? What? Like a wedding's an experience? Even my best friend's weddings, I'm just like, here's 200 in cash. Bye.
But you've never been to Maine. Don't you want to go pick blueberries in Maine?
Actually,
Maine.
I do have an experience that comes very closely to what you're describing. When I was in law school, I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Never been there before. Haven't been back since.
A lynching?
A wedding. Mm-hmm. Dude, Chattanooga is actually a surprisingly progressive southern city. Yeah. It's nice. It seems like people there are not doing poorly as they are in the rest of Tennessee. So I actually got to go there with a group of people who I went to law school with, and we kind of divided up different cars based on who could leave at what time. And we all ended up convening and staying in the same hotel. Same hotel room, but I ended up riding down with a guy that I didn't really know. So we ended up spending 8 hours each way in a car together, getting to know each other. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I actually did that to Georgia too. I mean, I helped a friend's son move and we stayed in a hotel together. We stayed there.
Did you, Mrs. Robinson?
A few days ago.
Mom?
It was a client of mine that I worked for.
Ugh, who would let you around a kid?
But it's not a kid. I mean, he's an adult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you could legally bang him. I wouldn't trust you around that.
That's nasty because I don't put out and I'm a good person.
Sure. So, yeah. Sure.
But we did.
Your lips are sewn up like a mummy's eyes.
You're disgusting. But that's not nice.
But well, what is it? Is it stitched like a football down there? Come on.
It's just not my style, but regardless, I mean, I've done a lot of things like that before.
I mean, again, you have a weird, and part of it is because of your job, too. Well, back when you worked.
Yeah.
Back when you contributed to the GDP. You would enter. What is it? To this day, I don't really know what you did, but it involved you staying at people's houses.
Correct.
And kind of becoming part of their lives and crap like that. So mm-hmm. That's kind of.
Private duty cases.
Something, yeah. Mm-hmm. That explains a little bit of your weirdness.
It's like elderly and disabled people,
scenarios.
Right?
Yeah, or sometimes with kids, too, or special needs kids, those kinds of things. And sometimes when I did overnights, it was like
did you ever give one of them a tug?
Never.
Like they were 19 and they'd never seen anything?
No, actually, I did do one where it was a 14 and a 16-year-old.
You ever, like, accidentally
and they
walk out
never
of the
wanted me to leave.
Wait, did you tug them? You skied?
Dude, that's so.
That's disgusting.
You have no concept of the like health professions at all, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's healthy to drain your balls.
No, I did not. But they were.
You never teach them the art of the wank then on a banana at least?
No.
This is not masseuse school. Like proper healthcare, man. Come on.
This is disgusting. And I've never been attracted to young guys, so that's never been my thing anyway.
All right.
Even legal young guys.
Fine.
It's just not my thing. But yeah, I thought, my gosh, like 16. Like I had a job. I was managing a household. I was grocery shopping. I was cooking for my family. And this guy couldn't even get to his baseball game. Like he was like, I don't know. I was like, you're 16. But I did teach him how to drive stick.
Cool.
That's not a metaphor for anything. Oh. He actually did learn how to drive stick.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then he parked his car in your garage. That is a metaphor.
Gross. That's nasty. No. There was none of that. But so you're not doing a vacation is what you're saying. But I think you might.
She'd have to be so stupid hot that it was worth the risk. If it's any average girl.
But you're not going to talk to any. You know, my friend Cameron said something once and he's like, you know what? I'm not really not going to give anyone my interest if. You know, anytime you're talking to a girl, it's because you want to bang them, right? And not meaning that you're going to bang them right now, but there's an interest. Do you want to bang them eventually?
No,
like you
not
want this
every
to
case. I have some actual just friends.
Yeah. But I mean,
Christ knows we're not doing this show as an extended foreplay.
No, but I'm saying if you're going to talk to girls.
Hold on. My balls are sticky as hell. You keep talking. I got to wiggle them out.
But there has to be some interest there. But I don't think that everyone that you've ever talked to is a 10 or 12 or
Christ,
whatever.
No.
So why don't you, she says, hey, I've got a couple days.
Because it's a question of effort.
And I don't want to go by myself.
Wait, am I going to a place with a bunch of my friends or her friends? Because if it's just her friends and her.
Or just her.
Just kill me.
I mean, they went to Venice or whatever.
No, I wouldn't go with just her. Hell no. Hell no. Are you kidding me? Hell no.
But why? If it's fun.
It won't be fun. I don't like people.
Maybe
like
she booked the cabin 3 months ago and her boyfriend broke up and now she has it and she doesn't want to go by herself. But you know what? You're a funny guy. You've been talking on Twitter or whatever. And she's like, hey, just we're going to go out to this cabin for a few days. We'll just hang out. We'll drink some beer
or whatever. I can't spend that much time around someone.
Why? You can't.
Like, nah, I can do like.
Like you're getting along and maybe you hit it off. Maybe you slam dance. Maybe you don't. You're just not.
Even if I was, I wouldn't want to spend that much time with her.
3 days?
That's hellish.
Why? Okay, what about the cruise scenario?
It's like 9 days. What you took two. That's like, oh, you don't want one dick in your ass? How about two?
I think John's definitely the category of people who, when he vacations with them, they need to understand that he needs like a certain amount of time that is not necessarily dedicated to like being in their company or actively.
But who cares? Like when
it's
a big deal when you're meeting a stranger. If you're spending a weekend with a stranger, you're still like establishing these boundaries.
Yeah, and it's not just that.
But you can just speak up and be a person. Like if
that's not vacation. That's an argument in a way.
No,
that is,
it isn't. If you just say, hey, listen, that's not really my personality. I know you
don't have
to
explain that on a vacation. Like, I just, no, being around any woman that long, this is going to sound slightly misogynistic. Being around any woman that long is not relaxing. The only time you can really relax if you're a dude is with other guys. Like, I went to Vegas with my brother.
But we hang out all the time. Sometimes we hang out for days and days.
Yeah, and sometimes you overstay it.
Yeah, but
by day three of you watching the 90th episode of The Tudors on my bed when I just want to lock the door and masturbate and play video games.
Yes, but what I'm saying is
I'm wishing your head blew up like Scanners.
But if it was not someone that was like your sister and you were attracted to them and then you might be banging with them, you can tolerate that.
No.
Yeah.
I used to visit when I dated that chick in Philly, I'd visit her and by like day two, I'm like, oh, I gotta get the hell out of that. She's screwing me like 3 times a day. And even then, I'm just like, I got other things to do.
Maybe you're weird.
I have always wanted a lesbian bestie who would take me to WNBA games because right now I think
the
I'll
good
look
kind
like
of
creep.
Lesbian or the one that looks like Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's not bad. It's DeRozie O'Donnell's.
I don't mind that one so much. They can at least cook.
No,
or Norm from Cheers.
The little boy lesbians are the.
She too must share my affinity for cargo pants. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So no, we're definitely because I can't go to WNBA games now. I like basketball.
Yeah.
In the summer. WNBA is the only thing going on, really. Ugh. So for me, I'm just like
a parade of fundamentals.
I'm just saying, like, it's weird because it's a bunch of lesbian couples and then like dads with their daughters and then me. Who doesn't fit in this equation? Who's going to get a lot of dirty looks?
The dads. Get out of here, party poopers. Let those lesbians devour your little morsels.
Oh, my. So you're not doing the vacation either, or you would.
Limited circumstances. Definitely not for a week in like Italy. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Because how?
Guineas.
But it's free.
No, there is a price you're paying. You're losing vacation days in order to.
But you're in Venice.
But you're limited to the activities that this other person has planned. This is not your vacation. You're going on their vacation.
You've talked before, and you seem to get along. So.
No, this is where you're weird, man. I don't know what else to say.
I mean.
You're weird and wrong, and we judge you for it.
What if there's several people going?
I'd have to read the person. I think, like, getting back to it, maybe. I guess my answer will be maybe, because you really have to, like, get a sense of the person. You'd want to, like, say, like, test them a little
bit
on
this.
But
why wouldn't you just come prepared? And if you didn't like them or whatever, you can agree to that beforehand. Like, hey, if it gets weird or if it gets uncomfortable. That's what this couple on OkCupid did. They said, you know what? We're buying a ticket
out
of
99 out of 100 people don't have the balls to address that social stuff. And guess what? I'm in the 99.
But I just would. And then you can just say, hey, you know what? I can
beat you out
of it. All right,
you possess that superpower. I don't know what to tell you.
But you don't either?
What's that?
No, Howard. We're both normal. The entire show, like Seinfeld and every other sitcom, arises from conflicts born of our normalcy, where we don't tell people what we're really thinking. Things like that.
No, I think for me, like, I consider it, but what I think is weird about what me and Allison are disagreeing about is the fact that you have someone you don't really know offering to take you to Venice for a week.
Yeah.
I'm just like, So on which day are they gonna steal my kidney? Because I'd at least like to get three or four good days of vacation before something really bad happens. Yeah,
but there's other
before
people
your
around.
Urine looks like Hershey's syrup from all the hemorrhaging.
No, yeah. it's.
I mean, you're not gonna go in the back of a cement truck. You
know but I mean? There's something about this proposition that
you
makes
have
me a little
tickets,
weird.
You have airfare, you're in a public place. There's other people around. You're not going.
We
you
don't
know.
Live the life of women trying to be screwed. I don't know what to tell you. That's why this is so foreign to us. It's like, oh wait, a stranger's nice to me. That's.
But it can happen. Like I say, somebody has a girlfriend and then they've got a timeshare in Florida. You guys seem to be hitting it off. You have a few mutual friends, and she's like, you know what? I am going. You know what I mean? The condo's already paid for. You just got to flip the bill for your airfare. You know, we found prices for $150, $200. You can go to Florida. We just hang out. You know, if we get along, we get along. And then we can just do other things.
Referring back to John's story, I'd travel by myself and then I'd get a rental car. I mean, it'd just be like, I'd be like, oh, hey, yeah, I'll just come down a different day. Probably pick up a rental car and see you there. See how they respond to that. Because if they get kind of tense about that kind of setup, I'm not going to go. If they're like, cool, whatever. I'll be down there doing my thing. It'd be great to have somebody else actually make use of this. Otherwise, it's kind of going to waste on
me. But she's there's also the thing, like, she doesn't want to do it herself. So you are going to kind of be her, you know, to hang out.
So I'm holding someone's hand. That's not vacation. That is you helping someone who is unable to be by themselves.
Sorry.
No, thank
you. I was looking at
Skylanders. But do you
want
to go to
eBay.
Florida by yourself, or would you rather go with someone else?
I don't ever want to go on vacation where it's not actually designed around some sort of plan that I've come
everything
to
everything on his
on.
Terms. That's how I see it. That's what,
or at least
that's
negotiated.
What vacation would be for me.
Because that's the problem. The situation you're describing, it's not a negotiation. This person is just inviting you on their vacation. There's a massive difference.
There you go.
But who cares? Why wouldn't you just do that?
Because he has a life with goals and dreams. And he's not just some flotsam and jetsam in the sea of someone else's existence.
Yeah, no, it matters to me what I do with my time. And so it's not just whatever when it comes to...
I have friends that go to Deep Creek, and sometimes you don't know people.
What is Deep Creek?
It's, I don't know, a couple hours away, 4 hours,
all
something,
right.
Three.
Do they go with other hillbillies that they've
they're
never met?
They're not hillbillies. They're all business professionals.
Sure.
Yeah, so if I don't know any of them, and I only sort of know one
again,
of them,
you're
not going to go?
You're a weird person. I don't know what else to say.
That doesn't seem weird to me.
But I mean, like,
it is to everyone else.
I mean, the unconventional thing is those people who went on 21 days together and they didn't really know each other. They only went on a handful of times.
That's
and,
completely,
and a lot of,
that's just white person BS. Like, we're going to put a WordPress together about this.
But you could do that too. You have a form. You have.
Yeah, mine would be like day three, I'm going to kill this bitch. Day four, I did. Day five, I'm in the Amanda Knox
suite.
Can
you believe how expensive these bagels are?
Yeah. No,
that's horrible.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't.
No. Again, she'd have to be so hot for like my logic
to leave
me.
Okay, but what if she's so hot?
Yeah, then I'd go and I'd really like try to F her and I'd put up with all the BS.
Right.
Of,
and
of
then
me
she
hating
doesn't
the scenario.
Right. And then she doesn't put out.
I'd be very salty.
But you agree to it.
Yeah.
Without
like, under
that.
The belief I might screw her.
Yeah, but she never said that, so.
It's like,
so why did you build that up in your own head?
Because it was the only way it was going to be worth it for him to even go.
Yeah.
Well, then why not just say that up front? And then you'll know.
I'm not a rapist. What's wrong with you? Look,
it's
the only reason
raping.
I'm going is so I can try to bang you. Yeah, that really works in the real world, Allison.
You just say that. And then she'll be like, you know what? I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, sure.
You got to put those things out there. That's the most attractive. The men who are very frank and very candid, whether I agree with what they say or not, I take that any day over someone who's just sugary and insincere.
It's not sugary and insincere. Yeah. It's just like, it's called foreplay.
I'd be more apt to bone someone who was just saying, hey, let's slam dance than people who are
you
like,
gotta,
hey, want to go to
thing.
A movie? That just turns me off. It does, really.
So the guy who puts in a little effort and not in a slimy way, he's just like, well, I have to get to know her first.
No, he just, it's all pretend just to get my
well,
pants.
I know that type. Yeah. You're talking about the smarmy guys who are just like, can we go to dinner again? And it's just, you know, predicated upon, well, no, I did something for you.
So what's your favorite book? Ready for more
fettuccine in your tummy?
Who is this guy? I don't like him.
Stevie doesn't get none.
I don't like him at all. But there are a lot of guys who just want to do nice things or whatever, and it's just to get in your pants. You know what I mean? I don't like that. And when I can see that coming, it's a real big turnoff.
Yeah, to you and everyone else. The trick is to not let them see it coming. You make it believe like you're a decent person. And then you just go, yeah, I tricked you. As you run your rapier right up in it.
I didn't really drop my pencil.
Sucker! Right as you jizz, right as you climax, you go, you fool! This is the real me. You rip off your Scooby-Doo mask.
This is horrible. This is not good. Poor Katie. That's all I gotta say about this. Oh gosh.
Whatever. I'm decent with her.
Okay, so that's a no. You're not going on vacation.
Nah, I guess we got to the bottom of that. Look at us, a concrete answer.
But I think that's just you in general, because you don't really like, you're kind of like your brother, like anything more than an arm's length away. You lose interest.
Can we turn this back on you, Allison? So we've established that John and I are unlikely to do this because there's a lot that can go wrong.
Right.
What part of your brain would never agree to this? Like, under what circumstances would you think this is not even worth trying? Because you seem very open to it.
I think anything like private, where he's like, hey, I'm going to pick you up in my truck if you want to go camping.
So spending the week alone in a tent with him is cool. But the pickup ride alone over there, that's the creepy part.
No, the whole thing. Like, you know, the thing is, when you have to get a passport and when you have to get an airline ticket and when you're booking hotels and you're getting rental cars, those things all leave a trail. I've watched enough IDTV to know you should leave a trail. You see what I'm saying? If you're doing a cruise, that's booked. There's a lot of people. There's different cabins and there's, you know what I mean? You make friends. I've gone to Vegas. And while I was at Vegas, we were just going to stay for the day.
That's not keeping you safe. That's just so they can find your corpse and your killer once he's done it.
But he's not going to kill me.
You're still putting yourself. Yeah, because the murderer is so rational. Wait a minute. Who else knows you're here? Darn it.
I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but I'm saying if you get a good vibe and it's a bunch of people or whatever, I'm not opposed to hanging out with strangers, you know?
I don't mind hanging out with strangers, you know, if I happen to meet them at the bar and it's like, hey, this seems fun.
Yeah.
We should do this again.
Yeah.
On another night.
Yeah.
Not like for an entire weekend.
But what about one of them? They have the same thing. They're getting a cabin or they're, you know what? They're renting out a hotel and it's got the balcony and the pool ups on the penthouse suite or whatever. And they're just going to be out there for a few days.
But then it gets weird because it's like, well, what kind of drugs are you into? Oh, you're not into drugs. This got kind of awkward.
Nobody's doing drugs. I don't want to do
anything. That sounds really crappy.
That'd be so great. I hope you agree to do one of these trips. And then as soon as the guy gets in the room, locks the door, he's like, oh, I thought we'd never be out the road. Puts a belt around his forearm. ties off his bicep. Hold the spoon for me. All I want to happen.
I think because my mom was the type of mom that she was, and our house was, everybody was always welcome, and you kind of, you know, you use caution.
You lived like this weird commune existence.
I mean, kind of, but not really, you know?
It's like, are you my dad this week, man? That's cool.
My mom never did that. We didn't have that type of experience, but... I mean, everyone was always welcome, and our door was always open kind of thing. So people could just stop by
you
or whatever.
You and your 8 siblings by 10 different dads?
I only have 1 sibling. But anyhow, so maybe that's part of it. And even when my mom lived here in Georgetown, like, there was loads of strangers all the time, you know?
Yeah, it's just how you and your mom are wired and how you lived.
I guess. But, I mean, a vacation, when you do a vacation... Huh?
The average person hates strangers. We're hardwired to do it.
To like, hate strangers?
Yeah, you got to read The World Before Yesterday.
But I'm not saying like it's a total,
societies.
Complete stranger. Maybe you've had a handful of conversations. You have mutual
that's
friends
stranger.
In common.
That's
yeah.
still like, look, I got to club you to death, man. That's just the rule
but
of the pack.
But how many strangers have you met just to go to Bone Town? Like, that's dangerous to me. I've never done that.
We texted and tweeted and stuff for months.
That's gross. But she could just stab you. That could be chicks just trying to, and then she's like, oh, he really loves me.
You can always feel him out. And I'm smart, unlike you, so me feeling him out counts or something.
Since when have I been stabbed? I've never been stabbed.
Me neither.
And I've never met someone at a hotel just to bang or met at their house for a slam dance or invited someone over to slam dance that I met online.
Yeah.
To me, that's very dangerous. And then to raw dog them, that's really scary. That's disgusting.
I was a dumb youngster. I don't know what to say.
I've never done that either. You just can't go
raw. What, unprotected sex? You're missing out.
I was married.
That's the jam.
You just don't go slam dancing.
That's taking the restrictor plate
off
the engine.
To me, that's where you guys get into trouble. That could take your life. You could have a disease that's just dormant.
I've had the HIV tests.
Yeah, you've taken that, but it doesn't test for everything. So.
I mean, if there's some new thing out there that the kids are into, I guess, yeah, I might have it.
To me, that's very dangerous. That's very, very dangerous. But when you're doing a vacation with loads of people around, you know what I mean?
Why does it matter how many people are around? Are they going to scream the AIDS out of your blood?
I'm not talking about AIDS. Nobody's scrumping. It's a vacation. You're going on vacation.
So a bunch of people are on vacation. No one's screwing. It's like the worst vacation ever. All right, let's wrap this up. I had a missed call from some customer, and we've hit the hour point.
All right, darling.
I'm John Papagiorgio, Allison Frank, and Howard Flood. You can find all of our contact information at inpapasbasement.com. That is conveniently also the show's website. Go there for 2 episodes of the show per week and some of my writing sometime, whenever the hell I feel like doing that, which isn't often because no one Facebook shares or comments or any. Well, I take that back. I do have a lot of Facebook shares, but I don't know from who. It'll just say, like, this was shared 8 times. I'm like, who posted my crap? What's wrong with you? Don't you have standards? Anyhow, if you do the iTunes thing, inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. And if you do the Stitcher thing, same. Except Stitcher instead of iTunes. I'm so happy you could noodle that one out. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.